Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun! And see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Irene Hausler, Erin Page, Michaela Palmiro, Connor, E. Hona, Ace Talo, Julia Mayer, Brant Cassavant, Tafiara, Mrs. Widgery's Lodger, Wendy Kay, Matanja Coens, DTBR, Daniel Simmons, Emil Johansson, Pewter and Jaded, Yancy Zim, Clarissa, Emily Ritchie, OpalCat29. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 131 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Hal Gould.
The whole gang's here!
Who are you playing?
Zolf Smith.
Hamid Salah Harun Al-Tahan.
As far as you folks know, Cell.
And Azu.
And we are going to pick up where we left off, which is you met a new person and picked a fight with them immediately.
At the tea party now.
We did not pick a fight with them.
Yeah. No, one of us did.
Okay.
I disagree.
Absolutely.
Well, put it to a vote.
Why don't we discuss this in character?
Aww.
So you are all inside the shop. Lydia, could you please describe the shop for people?
Oh, gang, it is so cool.
End of description.
Yeah, it's just the aesthetic that, like, rolls off Cell is, like I say, Kate McKinnon in Ghostbusters slashed with gambit. Everything is far too mechanical for its own good. There's actually a hammock that's made entirely of cogs, but looks weirdly comfortable. Like, it's so complicated of the kind of connected gears and chains and things.
It's like steampunk Wallace and Gromit.
It absolutely is. Like, that is, like, mechanically, this character is not wise. The idea of, like, making the most efficient choice is not necessarily at the top of the thing.
So they have a bunch of bad ideas, but they all work really well.
Oh my gosh, they really work. They really work. Like, there are lots of kind of constantly turning display cabinets that have all sorts of different potions in a lovely spiral, and there's sort of dancing lights somehow in the kind of pillars in the middle so that everything's dramatically set up. And yeah, total Wallace and Gromit contraption to make a really exquisite cup of green tea.
So Jasper starts serving tea. Do you have a table? Is it just standing? How does this work?
They push a bunch of half-made contraptions, some of which look incredibly expensive, off what are probably crates that have other contraptions inside them, and provides three spaces for you to sit down.
Jasper starts serving tea to everyone. Tea. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's people at the front door for you.
All right. Then in Japanese to him, like, make sure this lot don't do anything. Well. Anything. All right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We'll wait.
You speak Japanese? In Japanese.
No, potion of tongues.
Ah, all right. Is that tongues as well? Which languages do you actually speak?
I think English is the shared one.
All right.
Probably easiest, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while, but I'll attempt to reminisce. Wait, no. I'll try to remember. Gotcha. Yeah. Goes off to the front door.
Basically, it's a couple of the villagers. They've done this before. Mm. One of them hands over you basically a bunch of flowers, and the other one hands over what is... It's basically a bento box. It's just a little box of little foods and stuff.
Look, you really didn't need to...
And then they're basically just like, no, of course, no, please, obviously, like, obviously.
Sel puts this stuff to the side, and they're like, are they gnomes?
No.
Oh, okay, but just give them a hug, and then takes the bento box and walks in. Closes the door and is stuffed in the face. Well, listen. So, why did you come into my home and attack me?
Right, so... Yeah.
Jasper makes himself scarce and is just busying himself in the back.
Mm-hmm. That was just a misunderstanding. Obviously, we didn't know the situation. We didn't know that those thugs were thugs. We just thought they were people. We thought maybe a fight had broken out and you were the scariest person there. Now that...
Thank you!
Yeah, so...
Aw, you shouldn't have.
That's quite all right. So, tempers were up, but that's done now.
Yeah.
We didn't.
I do apologise. I was trying to de-escalate the situation and I made some poor decisions.
Interesting method you've got there, but we all make mistakes, don't we? Sometimes I've taken both enlarge and reduce at the same time, and you'd think you come out medium. Doesn't always work like that. One side one way, one side the other is just, you can get stuck for a week like that. It's just...
I can imagine that's quite awkward.
Yeah.
From the back.
It is!
Thank you, Jasper!
So, we are from a group investigating the Soman Institute.
Oh! Someone's actually paying attention now. That's nice.
Yeah.
Cool. It's only been how many years... I've been fighting these people off on my own. It's fine.
Yeah, so do you know what's happening in the wider world? Have you heard any stories of what's going on?
Like, there's always a war somewhere, isn't there?
Well, this one's...
No, now it's everywhere.
Not normally, actually.
Yeah, but now there is, like, a sort of worldwide war.
Oh, right, okay. Again, cool.
Not, like...
Again, this is probably the first one, really.
Can I make a knowledge... I don't know.
Does anyone have knowledge history?
Yes.
Then roll it.
17.
So, in merocratic-controlled lands, wars have been quite the rarity. They get quashed quite quickly. Beyond meritocratic lands... Like, how would you know? Like, you've had very little contact with the outside of them. Zolf, you've probably had the most just by virtue of sailing. Occasionally here, yeah. There've been wars elsewhere, but...
Have I heard this accent before?
It's hard to place.
Okay.
Yes, in that you recognise it as having America within there. There's other stuff at play as well. It's not... You have encountered, like, American traders, so you'd probably use that as a base, but there's enough difference there that it's probably a bit more complicated than that.
Fair enough, but I guess maybe you spent a lot of time in America?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Well, fair enough, in which case, Europe's a no-go zone.
I mean, it's been a no-go zone for me my whole life, but yeah.
Well, for everyone now.
All right, okay.
So...
Would you like to help us save the world?
I mean, that, yeah, pretty much that.
I mean, my priorities are a little smaller. Jasper, trying to save one village
Jasper
at a time.
Jasper pokes his head out from behind the door. I'll say that Cell is able to see if everyone else is facing Cell. Eyes big like saucers. You know, Jasper has a tendency to kind of romanticise things a little bit. It's just like, oh.
Oh, sorry.
Jasper, I think that we've run out of food. Fish sauce. And I'd really like you...
No, we got tons.
Okay, soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Kimchi.
I'm pretty certain with...
I haven't seen a souffle in months. Gonna go get me one of them.
Okay.
Have fun, Jasper.
Jasper heads out back and in Japanese mutters something about polka dot paint.
It's a real pudding.
Actually, that's a good point. Sorry, Zolf.
All right. Hi.
Hamid.
I tried to introduce myself earlier, but I'm Azu.
You're so big in this shop.
This
shop is so crowded and you're so big.
Yeah, I'm just going to hope I didn't accidentally smash anything.
Our current goal is to take down the Chaoyan Institute. We were told that there was an enemy of theirs living in this village that might be able to help us. Would you like to help? If not, we'll leave you alone.
Taking down Chaoyan would solve me a lot of trouble. So, I mean, I don't think you guys... might comprehend how tricky that'd be, but sure, a little help wouldn't go amiss. I'm Stella Quillithorn, side bottom. Extend a hand to shake.
Stella Quillithorn, nice to meet you.
Hammond shakes as well.
Cell for short.
Hello, Cell.
Yeah, so there is one thing.
Right.
The nature of this threat that we're, you know, the war and stuff.
Oh, he is a right... Oh, the swear words. Been a long time since I swore in English. What is it? Poopy head. That's the word. He really is. But I think we can take him.
Yeah, I get that impression. I mean, the European thing.
All right.
We need to... Would you mind if we stayed with you here for, like, the next week?
That's a very strange way to invite yourself into my house, but I have a bunch of spare rooms.
I mean, we can camp outside the village if that's better. I mean, I don't want to impose.
Well, we can also help. There's stuff we could be doing, and I'm not saying we just do nothing, but basically, they can influence people without other people knowing, but their method of influence reveals itself after about 7 days or within that time period. So we need, basically, before we work with anyone, we need to make sure that they are not being influenced in that way. So the best way to do that is to, you know, put them in a cell, but obviously we don't want to do that, so maybe we could just stay with you for that time period, but we can help out. You know, we don't want to be...
You're talking about a kind of controlling person spell or something?
No, not spell, not fungus, not disease. Paladins are affected by it, so...
All right.
Yeah, don't know what it is, but it's a thing, and don't know if you are...
So are you saying something like their minds are being controlled by... So there's these worms you can get? Also, I mean, I've heard some really tricky, interesting stuff about planar dispute where they'll, like, take your mind and influence it through... Or I got a lot of chemicals, probably got an antidote to it, rummaging through all sorts of potions and vials.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we haven't been able to work out what it is, so at this point, the most surefire way of making sure that someone ain't influenced by it is to...
Just waste... Waiting...
Just wait.
Well, fine. Then I can always use hands making up some defensive structures. The people here are lovely, but they're not always... I mean, I don't want them to learn to be warlike, you know? So I maybe haven't taught them well enough about how to defend themselves. But looks like, especially if I'm going to head out for a while, that we're going to need to make some defensive structures that even an idiot could...
That's the thing. I mean, group action is much better than anything any individual can do. And you need to make sure people... you need to make sure people are self-sufficient. So I think that's a great idea.
Right.
Also, if we are going to go take down Suwin, you will need to leave here.
Yeah, well, that's literally what I already said. If I'm going to head off
and
help you guys with your little attempt to take down that poopy head, we'll have to build up some defenses. I got some lovely crossbows that I probably couldn't carry with me, and I wonder if I could automate those using... Like, it's roaching now. I got those old cogs from that tank project. The tanks!
I'm going to jump out of RP at this point.
That explosion was pretty big.
So, walk me through what your plan as a group is, so that I can then do this, because I don't think this is something we're going to RP for the whole 76 hours. That might be another season of building stuff, so...
It's a very small village, and at either end of the main high street, erecting some barricades and some big automated weapons that... Even someone as little as Jasper could work.
So that's your current plan?
That's my plan.
Everyone else? Do you go along? Do you
helping, I guess. Yeah.
Help and keep an eye on.
Do you send any message to Wild?
If I travel back, I'll let Wild know what's going on. If you guys want to stay here for the moment, it'll only be, I'll only be half a day.
Sure. Okay. If you'll excuse me then, what I'm going to do is a little bit weird, which is I'm going to accelerate time to have a quick conversation with Wild, and then continue accelerating time with this week, basically, because otherwise it's going to get clunky. Yeah. So, jumping to Zolf coming into Wild, we'll skip. You have just updated him on the situation. Okay, that makes sense. How do you plan on doing a visual inspection at the end of the week?
Ask nicely.
All right. If I don't hear from you in, should we say, 8-9 days, just in case?
Sure.
If I don't hear from you in 9 days, I'll send someone.
Good plan.
That was it. That's all I need to double check. Cool. Roomf. Accelerate time. Okay. So, can I get... Anyone have knowledge engineering?
Oh, yeah, baby! Oh, yeah!
Could you please give me a knowledge engineering, please? Settle. I said please twice there.
Ooh, that is 29.
29, okay.
And that's before I even, take...
Absurdly high rolls again.
Can I then ask...
This is making up for some very bad times!
Can I ask then, each of you, please, using the skill sets that you've got, what is the best way, as individuals, you each think that you can help this situation and give me a role associated to it? We'll have a bit of lateral role play thinking.
Ooh. Right.
Because the engineering's covered, the plans...
Yeah, that is...
All you need.
Shiny and chrome.
So. I've got spellcraft. I could maybe set up the wards that could be done, like early warning systems that could work.
I mean, you'd have to have specific spells for that.
Oh.
There's a ward spell.
Oh, so you're asking about actual abilities.
I mean, being a physical person.
Literally, the ability to carry loads of stuff would count.
Anything. My camel!
Yeah.
Me and my camel, we take so much wood and build so much
could
stuff.
Could the camel drag a half-exploded tank out of a marsh?
Can it do it when I've cast Pull's Strength on it? Probably.
Yes, it can. I've got two of you helping out at the very least, but you can do more.
Oh, the other way, also, I have Profession Sailor, so I'm going to help with the palisade building. Because it's wooden rope.
Yep.
I don't think Hammond can contribute very much. He can...
That's fine.
It's not really in his skill set. I mean, the one thing he can do is fly, so that might speed things up. And
you can
he
carry
can get,
things to...
And
yeah,
he can kind of carry things up to
high places
very easily.
How else do you think you're
going to
set things like and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Maybe build a watchtower
and
so on.
That is, routinely, since I realised that I couldn't cast the level of spells that I thought I could, can't actually fly yet. So, Cell is not wanting to happen.
So, yes, you are all able to help. Azu, turns out, having a camel, this isn't even a one-horse town, so super useful. Also, you're really strong.
Strong.
These are good things in terms of helping out.
Occasionally, you have fun with, selling lodges, and the two of you are, carrying enormous things.
Oh, my gosh. Do we have, a little competitive thing going on? Oh, I like that.
Quite, sometimes there's a bit of a, ooh.
I'm going to jump to the end of the week with the following conclusions.
Yep.
They're all really helpful.
Yep.
The halfling could do better. He's all right, Unfortunately, I rolled for the entire local population.
Yep.
They were useless. Really good at fishing. Mm-hmm. You've probably eaten better in the last week than you have in ages. You know what it is? They're optimized civilians. So, yeah, unfortunately, they're not especially helpful in the setup, but I am going to just jump ahead to, with all of the roles and help that you've all suggested, yeah, you can set up some really quite decent defences, like certainly above and beyond what would be even reasonable for this level of people. And yes, you can pull your tank, in inverted commas, out. It's... It's a bit more woody than metal, just because it's hard to get hold of enough metal.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you've got something. It might explode on its own, so that might be a last resort kind of thing. But
like Jasper, set the tank gun off at a distance. You remember what we said about distance fuses and slow fuses,
yep.
Right? Okay, you're gonna do a demo for me.
Yep.
So I know that you will not explode yourself. I put a lot of time into training you, Jasper, and if you explode yourself, it would be deeply inconvenient for me.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to jump ahead to...
Excellent work, little Jasper.
Yeah, it's all fine.
Oh, I love them.
Cool. Your week has finished. Your period has closed. It is worth mentioning, obviously, you've taken a small risk in not doing, like, daily stuff, but...
Well, it's also the thing of, like, I have... mentioned that there will have to be a physical inspection because it is blue veins which are the symptom, and I'm going to do that during the week, not be like, surprise!
Yeah, let's not RP this, we will have to negotiate this, which is, how is Sel with that situation?
Very not okay.
Yeah. Mm. All I can do is apologise and say it's a thing, and I'll explain why, because it's blue veins and we've all had to do it. And if there's any individual here that you would be more comfortable doing the inspection, then that's fine. Any of the three of us.
I have the three of you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. These strangers come into my home and ask me to, write.
Yes, I know it is strange and weird and not great, but it's the nature of the thing. I mean, if you don't want to do it, then fine. We have helped you build your defences for your village and we will leave you alone.
I don't think that you'll manage to show in without me.
Then that's the choice, but it's something we have to do.
They walk off quietly at that point in the conversation, I think.
Fair. So that's why I did it, not on the last day.
Sure. But I am going to have to get us to the last day.
Yeah.
By end of the week, how is this playing out then?
Yeah, like they have an awkward conversation with Zolf,
mm-hmm.
and then go into the room and come out. And after that, Zolf is aware of their pronouns, which mm-hmm. are neutral.
Cool. Yeah, Zolf is the other two. Like, yeah, they're fine.
Okay, good.
So, let's get going. Are you happy talking to Sel with the defences?
Jasper, fire a demo shot.
Yeah.
I think we might need another one.
I think that might be worth a jump cut.
Yeah.
That sounds like a natural jump cut. I'm going to jump cut to, are you okay to go to the inn?
Can we have a little pause just as they leave the edge of the village?
Oh, yeah, cool.
And just be like, I just need to go back and check again that everything's okay.
Yep,
fine. It's about the third time they say that as you're going. Like, maybe I should check. No.
They will be fine.
They've been good to me, you know. They're a good lot.
Looks like you've been good to them.
So. Well, I mean, maybe I could check. No, you know, I don't need to check another time. It's fine. You're walking away, and then see they lower their glowy goggles and like turn back, and they're like, zoom.
we'll get you back as soon as possible.
Jasper, that idiot. That's not how you polish one of those.
Or climbing inside the barrel.
To learn by doing and by exploding.
Oh, you'd also be aware that they have one pointy ear.
Ah.
They have one pointy ear and the other one has been half blown off. Probably just in an alchemical accident, because you've seen how they live now.
Yeah.
It's only living if there's a constant threat of death.
Exactly! Let's be off!
Right, okay. Let's
So, at the inn, there is just the innkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Zolf, you know that Wild will be in the back. He tries to stay out of the way as much as possible. And yeah, this is going to be the biggest inn on the island that you're aware of.
Fancy.
It's not a big island. It's currently just the innkeeper there. But everything seems in better nick than you got the impression the rest of the villages are in.
Okay! Has, like, the fight's ended and everyone's okay again now? Could I, like, why have I been, what? I really thought everywhere else was kind of ruined. What is going on? I'd appreciate an explanation of exactly what is going on here, because I'm pretty sure there was a war on.
We've been doing the same version of what you've been doing.
All right.
But for here.
Good job. So, good job.
What was the war you thought was on?
Well, Showin, as we've stated, is a poopy head.
Yeah.
And he's just gotten more and more demanding over time. It's more of a gang issue, I suppose. Extortion than really a war, as you'd say. Oh, as I say, my English is a little rusty. What do you say? Disorganized crime? Organized? What's the...
Wild poked his head around from his little corridor. Sort of gestures for everyone to come in.
Oh, all right, new friend.
Oh, this is Oscar Wilde. He's working with us.
Hello.
He looks at Zol for one moment.
He's a silent type.
If you guys just nod to each other, yeah, the audience isn't going to...
Sorry.
Oscar Wilde gives Zolf
Wilde's
a look.
Wilde's gotten very non-verbal recently. Wilde basically gives Zolf a look as if, like...
And Zolf
nods.
Right?
And Zolf nods.
Right. Oh, are these two... Oh, that is
Wilde,
cute.
Wilde comes
no,
over.
No.
Wilde comes
no,
over
no,
offers
right?
his hand.
No. Hello, you.
So you're Cell, yes?
Yeah, Cell Sidebottom.
I am very happy to meet you, Cell.
Oh, I like this. See, this is how you introduce yourself to someone.
We've got some food prepped. We've got some food prepped. If you'd like to join us, I would love to have a talk with you.
Always in the mood for food, darling. Let's go.
I think it's a good chance to take a break there, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back. Mm. So, sat around the table, Wilde's there, and basically gives the rundown that the party have already received, which is, you already know Showin, which speeds things up immensely, but yeah.
So,
he includes you in the simulacra stuff. Mm. So, not literally everything back from 2 years ago, but we believe that the cause for the current war is tied to some machinery, the machinery's tied to this person.
Right, so wait, so this is the, like, the dragons? Their space is now the war space?
Yes.
All right. I always just assumed that that was kind of, you know, messed up anyway. But you say it was nice before?
Well,
that's cool.
For a given value of nice, I suppose. It was ordered.
Oh, right.
I think it was nice for a certain type of person in a certain type of place.
All right, well, I suppose so is most places.
What you could say for it is it wasn't violent.
Oh.
On the surface.
Well, yeah.
Wilde also goes into a bit of detail about... He's actually been quite open. Mm. For what it's worth, Wilde's now kind of an on-off switch, which is either, cool, you're fine, bang, or you're not fine, you get nothing. He thinks that he has figured out how stuff is getting to the Showin Institute, which is they do this big song and dance about boats and a boathouse that people can't go to and blah, 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 but he's pretty certain that there's a tunnel because the distance isn't that far.
See, I've been assuming that they were just teleporting it all.
We looked into it... Frankly, there aren't enough spellcasters around to be doing that, and we know that he isn't a caster.
All right, well, that'll make things easier.
We think that effectively what they have is a tunnel hidden at the boathouse. Anyone who tries to take the boats obviously isn't making it across, but it would be...
So I could just rig that up with explosives and then we'd be sorted.
Yes and no.
There are very few problems that explosions cannot sort.
We sort of need some of the information. We don't just need to shut them down. We need to get in there and find out what they know before we destroy it all.
Blow it up on our way out.
Yeah, definitely.
Very much so.
So long as there will definitely be some blowing up.
Ideally, yes.
Cool. Got it.
Also, I mean, if we're assaulting this island through a tunnel, that's also not ideal. It's a very strong point of defence on their side. Is that our best approach, really?
Well, how many times can you cast fly?
Well, I can cast fly 6 times, but unless the Shaolin Institute Island is quite close to the mainland, it's not going to get us far enough, I think.
There's a reason that they've got a tunnel.
Yeah.
Or we just sail ahead.
It's hard to get to.
How about so I have got these, like, ruffles in their bag, and like massive plants, so... I've had these ideas for this steamboat for quite a while. Laser gun. I think it'll only take me like a week, maybe two, to construct from, you know, from scratch. Maybe with your help, it would take only 3 weeks.
I don't know if we have that kind of time.
Well, we keep having to wait a week for other reasons. I don't see why we can't wait for other things.
Unfortunately, time's sort of on our side at the moment. I mean, it depends how you want to think about it. I mean, there's a war going on, so there are people dying as we're talking. But
I think if I just reconnect these pipes, that simplifies the vent structure. So I could probably build this in like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, if you can do us a boat, if you can do us a boat that will get us across, we've got to go through the tunnel on the way out to blow it up anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it isn't a boat that needs to land because we can fly the last bite, right? So
that's true.
It's like a one-use boat. I'm very good at building one-use machines. Two-use machines, much harder.
All right, is it going to be weather-resistant? Is it going
to
be...
Why do
we need a complicated boat? Can't we just get... There's only 4 of us. Why aren't we just getting a small, quiet boat that can get there quickly?
Will be destroyed by weather.
Almost immediately.
Well, that's a good reason then.
Remember, remember the tentacle in the...
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty certain Sirwin made that.
Oh, okay. Okay, you see, this is the kind of information that would be useful to know.
I'm sorry, there was a lot of information.
Well, absolutely.
There's been a lot. We're not trying to keep things from
it. Difficult having been...
What metal tentacle? That sounds very
on
exciting.
On a different
and
plane for the last 8 months.
Highly relevant to my interests.
My theory is some kind of biomechanical armored giant squid that can control the weather.
Really?
Yeah, now it's a... Yes.
Are we going to have to... Get rid of that.
No, I would very much like to have that.
Very much we'd like to get rid of that, if that's
possible. I can look after that sort of thing, like a pet.
Yeah, well,
it's like a pet.
It's quite big.
I could call it something like Lucius.
I mean, maybe like, it might be like a kilometre long. That's quite big for, anyway, it's also being used to, it's bad.
Puppy.
It's being used for bad reasons. So maybe we can...
I mean, the technology is not good or bad, nor is it neutral. It is just technology.
I think this technology
is bad. I mean, that's absolutely not the case.
Okay, before we get into a philosophical discussion about the use of technology, why don't we deal with Showin and then have this conversation?
Okay, so we could take a small, quiet boat and I will add floats to it.
It might have to be a little bit submersible. Not like fully, but
a little bit submersible! I can absolutely do that.
Okay, well...
That's not actually a terrible idea.
Actually, could it just be submersible?
The whole table basically just...
Sarah's already sketching. Give me a few days.
I mean, we just need something simple and quick. You know, let's fly onto the island. If the boat can get us near enough, if the weather isn't too bad...
The weather will be bad. It's being used aggressively to protect the island. We need something that can survive being submersed in this, in like the worst storm you've ever experienced.
Think hurricane.
Remember that thing that almost killed us on the channel?
Yeah.
That, but probably worse.
Okay, flying is also not a great idea in that sort of conditions. I mean, I've done it a few times. Those of you who haven't might struggle.
Then let's get the one-use submersible. I think that actually sounds great. What materials do you need while you're drawing up the plans? We can get you the simple stuff.
Right, I need to go back to my workshop.
I'm going to jump ahead at that point. So.
What do you need to roll for
first submersible? First things first. Building a submersible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well...
That's,
did you not anticipate this, Alex?
Yeah.
You put words.
Oh no, I expected something.
You put weird science into the game. So
season four is very different to the previous season.
The fact that you haven't just decided to build the biggest catapult possible is a good thing for me.
Oh man!
Oh, that literally worked. I've got levitate. It's fine.
Sel wakes up in the middle of the night. Has that thought?
Again. 2 miles, guys. 2 miles.
It's a very big.
You don't just pick a catapult. You need a ballistic missile system.
Trebuchet.
So. Can I get a knowledge engineering for the design?
Should put more into engineering. It's geography. 18.
You could take 20.
Yeah.
Because it's plans, right? You could fail at making the plans and restart.
Because of the nature of it, I would allow you to take 20, but it would take longer. Because this isn't a thing that's like, oh, for a
short
an hour. It'd be like, you'll add a couple of days at least.
Yep.
So with that knowledge engineering, you reckon you could make it, and it would probably work.
That's the level of certainty that they're fine with. That's where they live.
Do you mention that it will probably work to everyone, or is it just, are you done? Yeah, it's done.
Like, to a, I think, reasonable degree of certainty and efficiency and within levels of tolerance that I am perfectly happy with, these plans are hit the deliverable, and here we are.
Okay.
Now you're speaking my language.
Okay.
How many sprints? Estimate it.
Yeah.
Right.
Agile methodology.
Does anyone have anything that they can bring to
By
bear
which
to?
I mean, I added my dex.
Help in this.
Again, I am very strong and can carry bits of metal or whatever.
That'd be hard to come by, but yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where you're like. Oh, you might have transmorphic. What's the word?
Transmogrification.
Yeah.
Oh. Or transformers.
I was thinking transubstantiation, but that's specifically that's
Jesus.
Yeah. I do not have transubstantiation until about level 5.
Yeah.
Now, I have to check my spells.
Oh, no.
So just carry on without me, I guess.
No.
Well,
Panic, do you have anything that you can bring to bear to build a submersible?
Surprisingly, no.
Oh, you know one thing? While, in order to speed things up, Cell is constantly chugging Channel Vigor.
I may have to retcon something slightly, which is you may have had to explain a submersible to people now I think about it, but that'd be fine.
They are hasted the whole time. Zooming around, making a really fast boat.
So first of all, I have stone shape, which means that I can just sculpt stone, which might be useful. I know it's submersible and should float, but also small bits of stone could be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I am also going to, like, when we do it, prepare as much water breathing as I can.
That's a really good idea. Very fair. How long does water breathing last?
I mean, don't make me look at it. I'm on the spell lick. I'll come back to me.
Okay. So, in that case then, what other knowledges do you have, Sel?
Arcana.
Okay.
Engineering, geography, history, nature, nobility, planes, and religion.
Oh, God.
Also, 17 in craft alchemy.
That's fine. Can you give me a craft alchemy check, please?
Mm-hmm. 27.
Okay.
I can get people water breathing for 16 hours. Use.
Nice.
So,
could just
how
across.
Many people?
It is a third level spell. I can cast it 4 times.
Hey!
Means I won't have any third level spells, but people won't die. So I'm actually willing to take that risk.
Okay, yeah. I am going to say it takes you in the end. How many days did you say it take? About 3?
3 to 4.
Yep.
Takes you closer to 5. You grossly underestimated the difficulty of it.
This is a really amazing montage of...
So at the end of it, you have, I'm afraid, had to cobble together something.
That is the only way that they know how to work.
It is mostly wood that has been tarred for the main body of the thing. It is weighted with just big old blocks of stone because the wood's too buoyant.
That have been shaped.
Yep. And then in terms of...
I like yourself. That's the way I like working. Just start massaging that stone over there.
Yeah, all right. What do you want me to make?
Excellent. Well, you've already made...
Oh, did I? Sorry. I was looking at the Pathfinder book.
Right.
In terms
How
of...
How matter?
So the issue is propulsion. Propulsion, you've kind of run up into a bit of a brick wall because you ended up having a choice, really, of... You can make something that isn't really going to be submersible, where it's effectively just got a sail on the top and it's under the water. That's not great.
Mm-hmm.
You eventually have come down on... You reckon you might be able to do pedal power, but the problem is it'd take you, like, 6 days because it's really heavy, really big, and you can only have one person. And it leaks a little bit, so...
I could for 8 minutes... become a fishy creature.
And that's the things that are on the table right now, is what you've actually made, really, is a submersible chariot.
Yeah. All right, guys, so we'll have, like, 8 minutes a time, but I can just recast it on myself. It's cool. You guys will get in the underwater chariot, which I am calling the Pedaltron. Even though it's not used by pedals, it's stuck. So, and I will hold it.
I love that. You needed Pedaltron, abandoned pedal, but the name, that's a good name.
That's a good name. So, and then I will hold this, and then I can become a swimming creature. Someone could cast, right, breathe water, that might help, but who knows? Probably cope. It'll probably be fine. Does water conduct electricity? Yes, it does. Tricky.
This is the situation you are all now in. You have a water chariot that you need to pull somehow.
Hang on.
No, Ben, you want to play a cleric? You can play a cleric. Bring spells.
No.
Bring more spells.
Yes.
I love Ben reading in real time. It's like terrible ASMR. His face.
I can summon a medium water elemental.
Oh, that'd do it.
That'd do it really well.
How long does it last, though?
Functions like... Oh, no! Oh, that's actually rubbish.
Oh.
Damn it.
Certainly like a few rounds, isn't it?
It's 8 rounds. Yeah. It's a combat ability, not a... Well, dang. I mean, so I can give you a minute and 16 seconds.
Maybe the easiest way is just to go through the tunnel assault. I mean, we've got a...
You are at the other end, by the way, of the 4.5 days.
Submersible boat, which we don't know for certain we can actually push well enough to get... There.
Wild, by the way, has been off doing other stuff, so he's trusting Zolf as his subordinate in this one to just make this happen.
Hang on a minute. Hamid, the battery for Mr. Ceiling.
Yeah?
How are they doing that?
Well, I don't understand
the full theory,
but...
Wait, Wild might have the notes.
Essentially, it's a set of crystals which you trap four opposing elementals, and the way the forces... Hamid launches into an even more detailed explanation.
I can summon those elementals, if you can trap them.
I can say now, very ambitious.
Yeah.
Extreme. Like, it's the equivalent of attempting to build, you know, a nuclear reactor in your garage. Hypothetically possible, ill-advised.
Hello!
I just about understand the theory, but I've never tried to use it, and it very risky.
The way to understand theory is to make things.
You're
right.
Fairly certain that there's more than a 50% chance it would kill all of you, Hamid. Self, yeah, you could probably do that.
Yeah, it's fine. Cool. Yeah, we can do that.
No, I just don't think it's a good idea at all. Like, it would require a level of knowledge that we simply don't have. It took several incredibly intelligent people months of research to put it together. We can't recreate it in an afternoon, even if I understand some of the principles.
I could give it a whole day and... We'll be fine.
It doesn't sound like the kind of thing that would work.
Okay, so am I just going back to my village now? What's going on?
Okay. So, not a submersible, right? But a land boat. A land boat.
A cart.
I like it. That's what I call the tank.
A surface ship. So we use just sail power, but it's got the ability to go down. So if you can build masts strong enough to survive being underwater if they need to be, then I can just sail it. I'm a sailor. I know what I'm doing.
Okay, I could just add masts to the top of this.
Yeah.
All right. Give me, like, looks at their watch and chugs haste potion.
Day and a half.
Like, 30 minutes!
Zooms off.
Okay. Right. Yeah, so it will be a day and a half minimum. Yep. Give me another knowledge engineering. Not how I saw this going, but I'm okay with it.
Mm. Absolutely. So that is only 19.
19, yeah. Day and a half, and you've managed to do a conversion to... What you've actually just made is a boat, but...
Boat with a roof.
It's got a roof.
Yep.
And it sits really low in the water. So low in the water, actually, it's a little bit under. So you've now just made a boat that you can sail, but it's just below the wave level.
A stealth catamaran.
That's a much better name than Pedaltron. I like you, Zolf. Looks at Hamid.
What you've made is a sailboat that, if it capsizes, doesn't really matter. That's what you've made.
Excellent.
In fairness, what you've done is, over the course of about 6 days, is just made that weatherproof boat that was originally on the cards for about 2.5 days.
Right.
Going via a submarine that doesn't go anywhere, and then retrofitting back to what your original proposal was anyway.
If you needed help, Azza would have provided that help. If not, she is starting to pace quite a lot. She is, like, wearing a groove into, like, outside the inn or something.
I do need to know one thing, which is where have you been building this thing?
I mean, in...
At your village, at the inn, they're all a walkable distance, so it's just where, like, would you want to put it?
In their workshop, back in the village.
That's fine. Like, it, wild and bat and eyelid, I don't think anyone else is going to have a problem with that.
It is montage time. Arcs of electricity.
This thing doesn't even use electricity. Somehow it's still...
It's mostly wood.
Things are, like, bubbling through pots. Like,
it doesn't use liquid.
I mean, it uses tar, but you don't think that usually you need that many different, like, vessels and...
Hamid will make the sale.
Aww.
He's got points in profession tailor.
Yes, he does.
Hey! We're just talking about this.
Have we just used some professions? Because they do not get used.
Literally, it's, cook
it's,
for everyone.
It's something that he can help with that no one else can.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so I'm going to jump to the ta-da. Would you like it to be covered in a sheet so you can ta-da it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And they have a captain hat that is made of offcuts of metal and wood.
You have something that could be called a captain's hat in a favourable light.
Thus, in like, and it crackles with electricity from the 3 points to each other.
That I will allow.
I'm going to have made the sail out of spare clothing, and I'm going to use lots of dark colours. I don't want a big white sail on our stealth boat.
You did run into cloth shortages, but you've managed to make it work with what you've got. It's mostly dark with a couple of splashes of bright colours just because you work with what you got.
I mean, like, everywhere in the village would have been happy to help.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, but that's where he's got that cloth from. You are in a rural fishing village, summoning several square feet of cloth, like, at the very least, is a big deal.
How big is the interior of the...
Ha!
It is not roomy. Oh, again!
I'd go so far as to go...
Helen, we can't do a jumping out of the cart scene in this situation.
I'd go so far as to say suicidally cramped.
Sel notices some anxiety. Says, so, are you aware of the spell reduce person? I find it's very good when you have to operate in cramped spaces. It's just, you know, it's not a thing that I'm saying. It's just, you know, on the table, put a potion on the table. This is not for those following along at home an infusion. This is a potion that they are
probably worth mentioning at this point. We haven't said what class you are. I
So Sel is a pure alchemist. In fact, I may as well reveal they are a half elf alchemist, which none of you would have met before, and they are very capable of crafting potions, although that takes quite a lot of time and resources. Mm-hmm. So while I would say that they are within walking distance of their alchemy shop, they can probably access pretty much any potion that is low enough level, because they'll have made it and sold it to other people.
Absolutely. So this is on the card.
Yeah. So just, you know, I just, like, it's just there, and maybe you want to have it with you, so if any time that it feels a little too small, you can be, you know, like, makes the space bigger, everything relatively. Right. That's just something that is on the cards. On the table, rather. That's a table. And that's just, you know... Just
and
for,
give
just
me a ta-da,
you.
Then.
Ta-da!
Oh, God.
Right.
So, do you cover it with the sheet the whole nine yards?
Oh, yeah. But, of course, because if it had been good cloth, it would have gone into the set.
Yeah, you've already got there with me.
It is absolutely, like, the most tatty, like, burlap sack type thing. And then, right, so, I would like all of you, my new friends, this is our Pelotron.
Right,
it doesn't use pedals anymore. That was a...
So it's a Sailatron.
Sailatron, yes, I like it and I like you.
It is not great. bits of tar are still falling off it. It looks like, hypothetically, you could all climb inside. And be inside of it.
Absolutely, we can do that.
Sailing, you're probably going to have to sort of poke your head up, do a sail.
I'm going to be standing atop it, lashed to it.
Oh, that'd work.
Oh, my gosh.
Buys you some more space.
So, yeah, here you go. So,
is that a Jack Sparrow thing where you're sailing? Like,
yeah.
Just the sail.
I mean, that's literally what it'll look like.
Just
so,
sinking.
With that, I feel like I might end the episode there.
This is the most ludicrous thing we've done so far.
Which is saying something.
hello.
Yeah. Brynn is great. Not impressed.
I have all sorts of skills Brynn to bring so the equation.
It's all right. I've got four lots of water breathing. I'm going to give myself extra wisdom for my sail checks.
You're gonna end up walking there on the bottom of the sea.
That could have actually also worked.
That could also work.
I would have taken, yeah. Well, no, you said it was like 6 days. Oh, that's swimming.
You said it was a couple of miles off the coast.
Yeah, so if we walked... Oh, I could have just given you walk breathing.
Body days! Oh, well,
let's do this. Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Lowry Ann Davis. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
Playing.
Zolf Smith.
Hamid,
that really threw me. I was so surprised by you saying Zolf. Oh, God. I need to adjust. Sorry.
We'll get there. This is Doug.
Hamid Salah Haroon Al-Tahan.
I think it's a good place to take a Blake.
Take a William Blake.
Good chance to take a William Blake.
Take William Blake.
It's podcasting rhyming slang.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.